Technically, though, there is no deadline. LIRR workers are legally allowed to strike beginning Sunday, July 20th, but they've offered to push that date back to the end of summer, which would actually be a more attention-grabbing time to strike. Less people are on vacation, college kids are back to riding the train, and, of course, it's the eve of November's gubernatorial election. But Republican Senator Cara Marcellino wants Cuomo to step in now. He says there are popularity points to win if Cuomo can solve what looks like a standoff.
Well, I've talked to the union head. He has no objections to what we were doing. He feels it would be a good thing if the governor stepped in as well.
Cuomo has been working hard recently to shore up his support with labor unions and more liberal Democrats. Cuomo also has precedent brokering contract disputes. He took credit for bringing together the MTA and subway workers in April. In that deal, the MTA ended up giving workers most of what they demanded. The current MTA offer includes a 17% raise spread out over 7 years, but workers want that over only 6 years. The MTA wants the unions to contribute more to the cost of health insurance, and they want to make new hires work longer before getting a full pension. The unions say that offer is worth only half of what they want. Both sides were back at the negotiating table Wednesday. Charles Lane, WSHU News.